Welcome to Treasures of Truth, a daily broadcast from Monday through Friday, where we encourage you to listen in and study the Bible with us. Treasures of Truth is a ministry of Treasure Valley Baptist Church in Meridian, Idaho, and your host is Pastor Rick DeMichael. This week, we're airing a message entitled, The Cost of Alcohol. And in this message, the preacher will address the sobering and serious topic. Because the Bible has much to say about these matters, and issues warnings that would be greatly beneficial for us to consider and to obey. It is imperative for our lives and for the lives of those around us that we take the topic of alcohol seriously. But we pray that today's message will be a blessing to you. If you would like to hear today's message again, or other messages from Treasure Valley Baptist Church, please stay tuned until the end of today's program for more information. And now your host, Pastor Rick DeMichael.
John MacArthur writes an article called The Young Restless and the Reformed. Something interesting. Here he starts out by saying, abstinence is a sin deemed a sin to be repented of. But I thought this was interesting. He brings up a guy named Darren Patrick who helped pioneer. Are you ready for this ministry? Are you ready for this? We got to get this at the secretaries. We got to get this in the bulletin for next week. Theology at the Bottle Works. They have drink and think sessions where you sit around. You don't go to the coffee shop. You go to the Bottle Works and you have a couple brewskis and talk Calvinism. It's real edifying. And here's what Darren Patrick, who helped pioneer the theology at the Bottle Works, acknowledges about the gravity of another problem they're starting to see. As I coach and mentor church planters and pastors, I am shocked at the number of them who are either addicted or headed toward addiction to alcohol. You're shocked? What did we just read? At the last. See, these really clever people don't look at the last. He says this, increasingly the same is true with prescription drugs. One pastor I know could not relax without several beers after work and could not sleep without the aid of a sleeping pill. In biblical times, wine was necessary for health reasons. The risk of amoeba and parasites in drinking water could be significantly reduced or eliminated by mixing the water with a little wine. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 23, the result was a greatly diluted wine that had virtually no potential for making anyone drunk. Purified tap water and refrigeration make even that use of wine unnecessary today. Take a look at Ephesians chapter 5. I wish I could read you more of this, but I'll leave it at that. Ephesians chapter 5 and look at verse 18. Back up to verse 16, because this is all contextual here. He says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And by the way, look, I don't care roaring drunk. I don't care buzzed. You're not redeeming the time when you're drinking. Okay? You're not redeeming the time. That's not happening. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Look at verse 18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess. Oh, just as long as we don't drink it in excess. No, the excess is in the wine. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess. That's the strong drink that the Bible warns you about. Here's a good idea, but be filled with the Spirit. By the way, you can't be buzzed and filled with the Spirit at the same time. Notice I'm saying buzzed. I'm not saying drunk. We don't have to go there. Just buzzed. Just stupid. Okay? You know that stupid feeling you get for the first 15 minutes or so as you start getting drunk? Buzzed. You can't be filled with the Spirit when you're doing that. So I just throw that out to the really clever people. See what you want to do with it. Oh, and by the way, next time you're drinking, next time you're at the bar being a great testimony for Christ, bow your head over the beer and have a word of prayer. And pray loud so everybody knows you're thanking God for it. You know what the best policy is? Best policy, if you care about anybody else, if you care about your family, if you care about the lost around you, if you care about your testimony for Jesus Christ, the best policy is abstinence. That's the best policy. You say, well, somebody will think I'm a legalist. No, you're not really worried about that. You just don't want God horning in on your fun. Because Christianity has become all about you. And it's what you get out of it. It's what you get out of it. And you think the only thing God's concerned about is that a good time was had by all. I got news for you. He ain't worried about that. God's more worried about your holiness than your happiness. Now, you get holy, you'll get happy. You get holy, you'll get happy. But he's way more concerned about your holiness than your happiness. So all this modern nonsense about, you know, well, we got true liberty, and we're really the mature ones. You abstainers, you know, you guys are in the dark ages. You don't get it. You don't have a testimony. You don't have a witness. None of these people are soul winners, folks. They're not soul winners. They're not sitting at the bar drinking a brewski with the lost and handing them tracts and telling them about Jesus. If you think that, you're hallucinating. You're swallowing the bait, hook, line, and sinker. They're just rationalizing an excuse for their sin. One last text. Go to Leviticus chapter 10 and we'll be done. I'm sorry if this has been all over the place. I got more here than I got time to say it. But take a look here at Leviticus chapter 10 and look at verse 9. Do not drink wine nor strong drink. The Levites in the ministry were forbidden even the sub-alcoholic wine. He says, do not drink wine, just like a Nazirite was denied the sub-alcoholic wine. He says, do not drink wine nor strong drink, thou nor thy sons with thee, when you go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It should be a statute forever throughout your generations, that you may put difference between the holy and the unholy, and between the unclean and the clean. So someone say, well, yeah, that's for the priest. That's for the really important guy in the temple. All right, doesn't Peter say that we are kings and priests unto God? Doesn't Peter tell us we are a royal priesthood? Doesn't Paul tell us that our bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit? Here's a mother to a son. Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, or for princes strong drink. Lest they drink and forget the law, and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Good advice. Stay away from the stuff. Keep serving God in an old-fashioned, Bible-believing church that still clouds up and rains against your sin. Because when it quits, you can get sucked into it, and then you can find out what some of us found out the hard way. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Father, I just ask that you would take these words and use them to your glory and honor. Lord, help those of us that know the truth, believe the truth, and adhere to this, not to be swayed, not to even question whether the biblical stand is the right stand. Father, help those that have gotten clever and help them to realize the fallacy of false practical doctrine, Lord. Help those, Lord, that are tempted this morning. They're tempted. I get that, Lord. I get that. There's a lot of times, especially when the stress is on, the pressure's on, I could enjoy just checking out, medicating, getting a buzz. Shield them, Lord. Shield them. And Lord, I pray especially this morning as I think of my old buddy TJ, Father. Think how many times we talked on the phone. And the times he had the victory. And how the devil's spit got him. Father, pray if there's anybody like that here this morning, looking in or here, that you'd help them, encourage them, rescue them. Give them victory in Jesus Christ. Help them to take it an hour at a time, a day at a time, a week at a time. a month at a time. Stay sober a year at a time. Help those of us that are parents and grandparents, Lord, to be diligent about these matters. And don't start giving into this junk like this current generation of Christians has, but to stand and to help them. Help them to see. Help them understand. Show them the truth. Let's start swaying ourselves, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. I know there's many of us here this morning that would thank you for taking us out of that thing and giving us what we've got. We don't deserve it. It's only by your grace we live through the whole experience. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.
We want to thank you for joining us today for Treasures of Truth, and it is our hope and prayer that today's program was truly a blessing to you. You've been listening to a message entitled The Cost of Alcohol by Pastor Rick DeMichael. And in this week's lessons, the preacher gave us straight talk concerning a subject that has plagued countless lives and has affected countless more. Not only is it wise to heed the warnings of God's word concerning alcohol, but it is also a great issue to consider for the Christian in how we are portraying ourselves in light of our Savior, Jesus Christ. But if you don't know for sure that Jesus Christ is your Savior, then we encourage you to contact the offices of Treasure Valley Baptist Church, and we will gladly help in any way we can. And as we mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, if you would like to hear this or other messages by Pastor DeMichael, please feel free to visit our website at tvbc.org. That's tvbc.org. You can also visit our YouTube page or follow us on Facebook for more information. Our bookstore is also open to the public on Tuesdays from 10:30 to 4:30 and Wednesdays from 8:30 to 4:30. Treasures of Truth is a ministry of Treasure Valley Baptist Church in Meridian, Idaho, and we would love for you to come join us in our services, which begin with Sunday school at 9:30, followed by the morning service at 10:45. We also have a Sunday evening service at 5:45, and of course, all of the services have fully staffed nurseries available for young children, as well as interactive and exciting programs for all ages, including junior high, high school, and college-aged groups. And don't forget our Wednesday night service at 7 o'clock, which has the Master's Club program during the school year for the kids, and a Bible study at the same time for the adults over in the main auditorium. We hope to see you soon at Treasure Valley Baptist Church, and may God bless you.